Oh, this is your day, Mom. Let's give our moms a hand. Thank you so much. And all the children that's driven to see Mom. Listen, I was a little boy. Church was over, and everyone was getting ready to go home. And this lady after church looked at me as I was a little kid standing beside my mom. Her name was Gail Kroll, I remember. And she looked at me and she said, "You're a mama's boy, aren't you?" And I thought she was calling me a sissy. I said, "No, I'm not. I'm not a mama's boy." I started crying. Then I went and hid behind my mother's skirt. I am a mama's boy. And today is about bringing our lives to our mothers and our grandmothers, and even to our mothers who have passed and grandmothers, to give them what they really want, godly heritage and godly leadership coming from our lives. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, some of our mothers are here and some are across the world, in South Africa, and Grandmother Joyce is in South Africa today. Some are already in heaven, but we pray that you would do a work in our lives so we could give our mothers and our grandmothers what they really want and need. And that's godly kids and grandkids. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone shouted, "Happy Mother's Day." Listen, Ephesians tells us when it comes to honoring our parents, and you well know it, Ephesians chapter 6, it says this, "Children, obey your parents, and your dad, honor him, but also honor your mother." It is godly to honor your mother. And it says this, "When you do this, you are walking obedience to the commands of God." And I love that the Bible points out this command to honor your mom, respect your dad, has benefits attached to it. You will live longer. How many of you would admit honoring mama probably saved your life a few times when you were acting like a fool as a kid and you thought she was going to lose it? Okay, all right. You will live longer, and that's grand, but look at this verse. You don't want to live a long time and be miserable. I don't think living a long time is the most important promise in this verse. It's this overlooked statement. You will enjoy life, and life will go well for you. So if you honor mom and you listen to mom and you allow mom to nurture you and disciple you and sometimes think for you and help you and elevate you, guess what's going to happen? Life will not be perfect. You'll still have battles. We know how to fight those battles. It won't be perfect, but it'll go well. And hear what I'm saying. Well in a family is better than perfect. Because when your kids grow up, if you can imagine Joy sometime having her own family, it won't be perfect. But if she understands a good life is a life that's not perfect, but going well, then that is the standard for a successful family and marriage. So as we look at honoring mom and what we can do, you know, there's never a Mother's Day gift that's adequate. There's never a card. There's never a statement. There's never a Mother's Day. There's nothing that's adequate. But you know what? The greatest thing we can do is to be our mother's gift. Just to live in such a way that we are her gift. You know what the scripture says, Philippians 4:19. "For my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory." And if you really respect your mom, your grandmother, this is, I think, the grandest gift. The best lyric of any card is to let your life fulfill and be a gift to meeting her needs. Wouldn't that be awesome? Your mom probably didn't have as much as other ladies down the street, and she had her own trials and difficulties and disappointments. But if she can look at you and say, my children were such a blessing to me. And I just want to journey through the scripture a little bit. And this is what I want us to do. I want us to take time to go to, and you won't see this verse on the screen, but go to that passage when Mary, as a young gal, is finding out she's about to be a mom. No husband. And in Luke chapter 1, it's like God speaks to Mary and says, you're about to be a mom, and you're really young, and you're probably not ready for all this, so heaven knows what you need. And in Luke chapter 1, we see how God understood what a young mother, a middle-aged mother, or any mother need. And we're going to journey through that. But first of all, we see in Luke chapter 1 that your mom needs this. Your mom needs appreciation. Your mom needs appreciation. Would you agree that there are so many things that our moms have done for us that we don't even have any idea about it, that she's probably not getting the kind of appreciation that she really deserves? Do you agree with that? I know some of you right now, like, it's like, I don't even know if I want to be here right now, because this is, it's hard for you because you loved your mother, and this year you went to her memorial service. But by you being here today and walking in faith, you're showing that you really, really appreciate it. Listen, God understands this need for moms to be appreciated, because the first thing that Angel Gabriel said to young Mary is this. He said, hey, Mary, you are highly favored of God. That's appreciation. You are highly favored. The Lord is near you, and the Lord is with you. You are blessed among all women. God knew that young Mary needed to hear appreciation coming from someone, so he sent an angel to the young lady's ears to hear, you're favored, God is with you, and you're special among all women on the earth. And don't you agree with me that if God understood Mary needs appreciation, that we need to have the same voice from heaven and make sure our moms are appreciated in the way that they need to be? Over in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 3, it's a powerful verse, and I think many of you can connect with it, where it says, I thank my God every time I remember you. I think there's no greater way to show your mom, if she's still with us, an appreciation, is to talk to her, create a memory of her in your mind, of some moment that she invested in you and something she did, and praise God for that. The kind of person we want to be is when the people who know us remember us, and what we did created praise in their life. That's a powerful line. When I think of mom, I want to praise God. Look at that verse again. Put it up there. It says, I thank my God every time I remember you. So on this Mother's Day weekend, if you can talk to your mom, if you can't talk to your mom on the planet, just go up, because she's already in heaven. Tell the Lord, Lord, would you tell someone in heaven? Would you tell someone to go tell grandma up there on the streets of gold about a memory I have of her? And when I think about how she took me to church, how she used to read those little Nazarene blue Bible story books to me every night as a child, and as a little boy, I would have all the stories of the Bible. Would you just tell grandma, would you just tell mom up there in heaven that every memory I have of her makes me want to praise God and serve God and honor God? And I promise you, if you'll do that, there's nothing you can do to show your mother or your grandmother that you appreciate her than when you think about her, you praise the Lord that he gave you such a godly mom. Let's give our moms a hand for that. Isn't that awesome? I thank God on every time I remember you. Now I want to do something. I want to show a little appreciation, Chapel Hill at large. Just want to appreciate your moms. If you're here, we've already celebrated a wonderful mom who got six children ready for a church. Can anybody shout, hero? Hero, hero, hero. Okay, let's go another route. If you're here and you've been a mother for 50 years or more, we want to celebrate you. I want you to stand to your feet right now. You've been a mother right here on the, okay, we've got one, 50 years or more. Look at this, unbelievable. Keep standing, hallelujah. She's on the front row, pointing at her daughter on the front row. Okay, look, we want to give you something special for being a mother of 50 years, but you're going to have to hang on. If you're here, you have to hang on for a minute. If you're here and you're a mom, and we want to celebrate and appreciate you because you're the real heroes to us. If you're a single mom, if you've had to raise or you've had the opportunity to raise your kids and daddy was not there and you've raised them as a single mom, if you're a mom and your husband deceased and you're a widow, or if you're a mom and you spent quite a bit of time with your husband deployed, protecting freedom and this great nation, we want to honor you. Would you stand up if that's been a part of your spiritual journey? Stand up right now. All moms that have been single, thank you. Anyone else? Lily, all right, beautiful. Okay, so this is what I want to do. Now I want all moms to stand up. Every mom, all moms that's been a mom 50 years or more, all moms that have raised their kids when the husband's been on the other side of the world or a single mom, all moms, okay? I want to tell you, the heart of Chapel Hill respects you, loves you, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you a free car wash just because you're appreciated and we love you. Everybody shout, we love you, mom, right now, okay? A free car wash, all right. So this is, you can be seated. So this is how we're going to do it. All the men are going to line up after the altar service. And we got some buckets out there and some vacuum cleaners. No. Because we'd get in trouble by mom because we'd miss mom's day lunch. So we got a more sophisticated way. All you do is go to our mom's special day booth back there, sign your name, and we're going to send you a free ticket to a car wash, and you're going to drive around with a shiny car because Chapel Hill loves you. Give all these moms one more hand, okay? You know what all moms need besides appreciation? They need something else. They need a life. Moms really need a life. And when God knew Mary was going to be given the responsibility of bringing a son into the world to be the Redeemer, that it was going to consume everything about the rest of her days. Think about that. There was hardly a moment that Mary experienced that was not, people don't understand my son. He's not like all other children of history. And God knew that Mary, even from the time he was born in Bethlehem until the time he was on the cross, and Mary was the last one to leave mom because only she knew. Only she knew he was born of the Holy Spirit. That her whole life would be consumed with that little boy. So God, early in her journey to motherhood, said, you need a life as well. You know what he did there in Luke chapter 1? He said, I want you to forget about all this that's going on with this baby. I want you to go see your cousin Elizabeth, and I want you to go have some girl time. Just go in there and have some girl time. Hi, moms, do you ever need some girl time? You need a life. You need a life. And if we're going to give a gift to our mom, sometimes we got to know what you're going through and say, you know what, mom needs more. She needs a little girl time with somebody else, or are, and I want you to just, I want you to picture when Mary walked in to see her cuz. She walks in to see her cuz, and have you ever heard your wife or your mom or your daughter squeal when they see somebody they like? I'm not going to do it for you because I love you so much and I respect myself. Can you say praise the Lord? But it's sometimes when you get around these girls and they've been, and these moms, and they've got so much on them, and they get a little, they get a chance to exhale. They squeal, they jump up and down. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to, but they just for a moment, I have a moment for myself. If we're going to really give our moms what they need, we're going to give them life every once in a while, just a chance to live. Like God said, hey, Mary, go hang out with your cousin and y'all talk about anything you want to and just have a blast. Now, I want you to look what the scripture says over in Psalms 127. It's very powerful. Look what it says. It says, moms who get up and all they do is work from sunrise to past sunset into the dark. It's not wise. Because if you don't live a little bit in the process, your children do not even get to understand the joy of the human experience in walking with the Lord. You got to love a little. You got to laugh a little. Help me, Gayle. I don't even know the song. You got to reach out and live a little. I thought, okay, you got to love a little, live, you know. And so there's got to be this living component. That's why I'm so glad Andrew is going to get to go on a vacation with his family because he works so hard and his wife helps him in the ministry. You've got to live a little. And notice, I want to preach a little bit here for a minute. Can I just get down and preach just a little bit? We look at this verse and we say, oh, mama's going to work every day from sunrise. And the Bible says, it's not wise. You're not going about it right, moms. And look what the next verse says in Psalms 127:3. He says this, I've given you kids, Tay, Isaac and Isaiah, the Bible says, verse 3, are a gift from the Lord. Daily, you're truly a gift to your mom and I. You're a gift to the Lord. They are a reward from Him. And I want to tell you, moms, listen to what I'm about to say. You need to live a little bit. And there's nothing wrong with telling your gifts, called your children, to help out around the house a little bit. Bring it on. There's nothing wrong about saying, hey, we're an effective team here at the Duval's house. And you've got that zone, and she's got that zone, and you've got that zone, and I've got that zone. And mama is not going to do it all. The Bible says that children are a gift from the Lord. I want to tell you, we have a problem in America right now. Because we've allowed moms never to have a life in the last couple of generations. And we have a group, not all of them, but a lot of young people that are saying, oh, everything's going to be given to us free. Free this, free that, free that. I want to tell you, the young adults asking for free handouts are not the children that were raised by moms and dads who taught them the dignity of rolling up your sleeve and accomplishing something around the house or around the yard. Come on, somebody help me preach. And we think we're doing our family a favor. They don't have to do anything. They don't have to pick up anything. They don't have to clean. All they got to do is just sit around and let mama take care of them. And then it's government take care of them. And then somebody else take care. I want to tell you, children are a gift from the Lord. And when you say, mama's going to have a life too, and I'm going to go squeal with my girlfriend a little bit if I need to, and you're going to do this, you know what you're doing? You're teaching children the dignity of work. You're putting within them something that say, I can have my dreams too. They're a blessing from the Lord. This is the reality. Back when America was an agrarian community and everybody lived on the farms, and this was the way when this verse was written, guess what? If you were a farmer like my grandfather up in the hills of Arkansas and you had a baby, that baby was like adding 10 grand to your financial portfolio. Because, boy, that cotton field's tough out there. Honey, we need to have another kid. So for every kid you would add with a rake in his hand or a plow in his hand, you were adding to your financial strength. And they learned how to work, and America was built. But now you have a kid. I want to tell you something, if you haven't figured this out. You do not get an added 10 grand for just having a baby. Take about, help me out, Kelvin, 150 out of your financial portfolio. So in the midst of it all, mom, God is giving you these children. And you need a life too. So the way you do it is give your kids a chance to learn to help and create their own initiative. That is good preaching. It is real good preaching. You know what else moms need? Moms need wisdom. Moms need wisdom. And here's what happens. Mary said, the angel said, you're going to have this child. You're not going to have a husband. Everybody in the community is going to accuse you of, even the man you love, Joseph, is going to think about putting you away, and you're going to be on an island all by yourself. I don't know how old she was, 14, 15, 16. Can you imagine? She needed wisdom. And she said, how am I supposed to maneuver through this? Moms, do you ever think that or say what Mary said at that moment? God, how am I supposed to maneuver through this? You do it all the time. And the angel said, you're going to be okay. Because the Holy Spirit is going to come all over you. And through the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, those turns and issues and questions that you can't even get a handle on right now, the Holy Spirit is going to comfort you and lead you and guide you and overwhelm you, and you will get through this difficult path through the power of the Holy Spirit. There's some moms in this room and some grandmothers in this room that would stand up and preach this better than me and said, hey, sweetheart, there was times in my youth when I was having challenges with my family and at work, and I didn't know how I was going to make it, but I just yielded it all to the glory of God, and I kept running after the things of the Lord, and I stayed filled with the Holy Spirit, and somehow, some way, the Holy Spirit covered me and carried me and guided me through, and it's been fantastic because the Holy Spirit gave me wisdom. So one of the greatest gifts you can ever give your parent, your mom, it's just to ask the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom. Because listen to this. Every time as a child or a grandchild, you're connected with Holy Spirit wisdom, that's just that much energy that's not taken from her. Because you're already operating in wisdom. So the greatest gift you can give to your mom is a spirit of holy wisdom. Look at James chapter 1, verse 5. It says this. It says, if any of you ask wisdom. There's some powerful teaching about to come your way, and I want you to get your spirit men ready. I want you to get your spirit ready. So if anyone lacks wisdom, ask of God. Wouldn't it be great if your mom, wherever she is, could say, my boy, my daughter just lives in godly wisdom. What a gift. But I want you to look at this verse that you've read many times, because I want to show you moms how to be a godly mom. Are you a godly mom? I've been real sweet to moms right now, but I want to say, are you a godly mom? Do you consider yourself a godly mom? I want to show you what godliness is. If anyone lacks wisdom, let them ask God, and I want you to see how God dispenses wisdom. God gives you the wisdom, gives you the instruction, and he does it in a way without finding fault with you as he does it. Now, I want to tell you, it's one thing to give some advice and some instruction and wisdom by framing how bad the situation was and beating somebody down to a bloody puddle and then say, now, this is how you fix this. But God doesn't do that. So when you point out the fault and you, if you're really good at giving wisdom, but it's all built on the fault, here's what's bad, here's where you're missing it, here's how terrible you are, and then coming on and giving the wisdom, it's not godly wisdom. I don't care how much you speak in tongues. I don't care how much you raise your hands or dance in the aisle or how much offering you give. It doesn't matter. Godly wisdom models God. And God has the way of saying, this is how I want you to properly move in this situation. And he doesn't beat the living daylights out of us for the information to be shared. Hallelujah. Wow. Now, I want to tell you, every one of us that's come to saving grace in Jesus, there's a point where the Holy Spirit said, you're not living right. You're not living right. You need to give your life to Christ. You need a redeemer. You need your sin. You've got guilt and shame in your life. But I want to tell you, if you're like me, and I believe you are, God didn't say, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad, you're terrible, you can't do anything, you're worthless. Now come to me. He didn't do that. You know what he did? He just lovingly said, there's a better way. There's a better life. Somebody praise the Lord in this house right now. There's a higher plane. And so godly wisdom is when, and you ought to learn to do this, mom, dad, children, when there's an issue. Okay? I heard this one time, and I thought it was so funny, and it goes to this point. I want you to write it down. And I'm going to ask you to do this. Never start a sentence with this statement. Are you ready? I want you to remember this, right? This grandma, this mom of 50 years has got her notepad here. And even at this stage in her service to the Lord, she's going to write, never start a sentence this way. Are you ready? You're going to get this? You're going to remember this? Never start a sentence this way. Do you know what your problem is? That's not God. So much tension. So much billy club. So many bruises. And I'll tell you what happens if you don't learn godly wisdom of saying, boy, wouldn't it be a wonder, what a wonderful opportunity we have if we move in this wisdom without the fault finding. So if you want to give your mom what she needs when you see something, just paint the picture of possibility without the billy club, because that's what God did for us, and I love him for it. Amen. You know, what else does mothers need? Daddy's sitting here with mom on Mom's Day. Isn't this awesome? We're just talking godly stuff. Mom needs validation. Mom needs, you know, you go get a ticket validated at a clinic, and I'm always asking that, you know, man, I'm the preacher, I'm going to go visit somebody. Do you validate this ticket? Because it's, you know, what they're saying, you got to pass through the gate. Mom needs every once in a while just a little assurance they're doing all right. That that their efforts mean something. You know what the angel told Mary? Your son will be great. Your son is going to sit upon the throne of David. Your son is going to be the hope of the nations. And yes, you're going to have a lot come against you, but go for it, Mary, because your son is going to be the person that is the game changer. And there's something that moms need every once in a while when they're doing their best to raise their kid, just to be validated that they're doing a great job. Go for it. You're doing. I want to tell you, if you're wise enough to get six kids dressed to come to church and the great tribulation plus dealing with the Antichrist to do that, and if you've only got two children or one, but if you're the kind of mom in America that says, as for me and my house, we're going to the house of the Lord and we're going to have our little Isaac nurtured in the ways of the Lord, we want to say hallelujah. Your kids are going to be awesome. Your kids are going to be leaders. Your kids are going to be the salt of the earth. Your daughter's going to be the Deborah. Your son's going to be the Samuel. And I want to say validation comes from the very throne of God. Come on, give the moms a hand. You're doing it right. The Bible says in Proverbs 31 that the women who are Proverbs 31 women. And I hope, Gayla, you've heard me say that. I think my daughters have heard me call their mom that their whole life. You're a Proverbs 31 woman. You know, I mean, all the blessings on our life is because my Proverbs 31 mom knows how to watch dimes and pennies. Sometimes I go, forget it. And then she'll find a way to save a dime and she's celebrating. Daly's mother, Gayla, celebrates over finding a lost sock more than any human being on the planet. It's like, oh, here it is. You know, like, how much is a new pair of socks? Oh, I found that lost sock. Proverbs 31 women. 31 women. Honor. Children rise up and call her blessed. And her husband praises her. I want to ask you something, men. Do you know how to praise your wife? Does she hear you praising her? I guarantee you, there's a lot of women who work from sun up to sundown, and they don't have a life, and they live with children and husbands, and never have those men learned the art of praising her. I want to tell you the same thing that praise does for God to you will do for your wife. God inhabits, he gathers around the praises of his people. And when you dare praise mom or praise your wife so much and you're comfortable with it, sir, that it doesn't even faze her anymore because you hear, she hears that all the time, then you're getting almost close enough to being what she really needs in life. I want to tell you, one of the most difficult things for men is to validate their wife. And also there's something else that men need to give their wives, and moms need it from children, and that is communication. Just go ahead and find that. Women need communication. And notice, before we close, this is one of the most powerful relationship-enriching sentences ever crafted by a human. Ephesians 4:29. Do not let unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. I want you to stay with me right now. Children, husbands, daddies, let mama hear words that build her up. that strengthen her. Now, I want you to notice what happens. There's something in this little nuance in this line that you parents need to really get. If your children are raised and they hear you, Daddy, validating Mom, praising Mom, celebrating Mom, and communicating to Mom more than a one-word response. Yep. Uh-huh. A lot of women get nothing more than fine. All right. I want to tell you how it is. I think you'll agree with me. When Gail and I have chores around the house, it's completely different because I'm a man. My job is to fix it quick, and go on to the next thing. Just as quick as I can get it done, I'm going to get it done. And I'm going to go in there with strength and force and power like a bull in a... Just finish it for me. That's how I get things done. I'm going to grab it. I'm going to get it done. I'm going to do it as simply as I can. And I'm going to move on and fix something else just as quick and powerful and strong as I can get it done. Gayla's just totally opposite. It's thoughtful. It's planned. It's detailed. It's instructional. It's researched. And nothing ever breaks. And if that's how she goes about a project, that's how she likes to be communicated to. And we men just thought, yep. Uh-huh. Sure. And these wives are longing. They have a need for something more than a bull in a china closet grunting. I need somebody to communicate. I'm going to challenge you, men. I'm going to challenge you, men, how to communicate. Learn how to pray. Learn how to pray. When Mary met Elizabeth, it says that the Holy Spirit came all over Elizabeth, and with a loud voice. You know what Elizabeth said to Mary? Ooh, this is pretty good. I'm getting ready, really excited to tell you what Elizabeth said. Are you ready? Elizabeth, my little cousin, the Holy Spirit all over. The Spirit of the Lord's all over Elizabeth. In fact, John the Baptist is inside Elizabeth, and he's just getting it down, man. He's just like cutting a groove inside of her. And he's doing this. And you know what Elizabeth says to Mary? The same statement that the angel said to Mary. Ooh. God wanted Mary, Mama, to have a word. You are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among all women. God said, that little mama needs to hear that. She needs to know she's appreciated. And then when she gets with family, she finds someone that's communicating out of a relationship with God in prayer. And when that communication came out of cousin Elizabeth, it was the same words of the angel. It was what heaven said. You're highly favored. The Lord's with you. You're blessed among all women. Amen. God has allowed you to live in a city where there's traffic problems for a reason. So when you're stuck there, you can learn how to talk to God. Because when you learn to talk to God beyond yelp, and you say, Lord, I really love you, and I really need you, and I've blown it today, and I'm so sorry.
Ah, will you forgive me? I really want to be close to you, Jesus. I want to appreciate you. I want to have a great relationship with you, Lord. When you learn to talk to God that way, then you meet your sweetheart's need. Because when your words to her matches God's words to her, you have given the lady that you love what she needs more than anything else. Someone that's saying yes and amen to all that God says about her life. And when that gal in your life has that, she's got it all. Give the Lord a praise and a clap offering. Give that. Heads bowed, eyes closed, no one looking around. You're here right now and you say, Pastor Danny, I have someone in my immediate family that is away from the Lord, that's not serving Christ right now. And I'm here to respect my mom, my grandmother, and I know that there's nothing that my mother or my grandmother wants more than for that child to come back home to faith. We're not calling any names. We're not here to embarrass anyone. But if there's anyone here and you have family members that are not serving Christ, I want to join with the prayers of your mother or grandmother and pray a special prayer that wherever this child, this prodigal son or daughter is, that the Holy Spirit would move upon them in a special way. Would you raise your hand right now if there's someone? Thank you. Just raise your hand right now, right now, right now. I want to pray this prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for hearing the prayers of moms. My beloved sister spent decades away from you, but now she's on fire for you. And Lord, I want to thank you that in the midst of the pain, you are always listening to mama's prayers. Jan's serving you, and Jan is full of the Holy Spirit, and Jan is loving mother in ways I can't even love her. And I pray for a blessing on my sister right now. And Lord, I pray for these sons and daughters, and I pray for sisters and brothers who are distant from mother's prayers. And I pray that the Spirit of God would supernaturally touch them today. Turn them back. Mama's faith. In the mighty name of Jesus, if you're here right now and you say, Pastor Danny, I'm not where I need to be spiritually. I'm not right with Christ. I've been playing games with him. There's shame in my life, and I know God's not beating me up with a sledgehammer. It's just that I'm not living like I want to, but I want the better life. I want what Christ has for me. I want forgiveness. I want to count to three. And if you know you're not right with Christ today, but you want to be, I want you to raise your hand in response and humility. Are you ready? One, two, three. Raise your hand right now. Thank you. Thank you. Hands, just keep them up. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God's seeing your heart. You can put them down. Now I want everyone to pray this prayer with me. Not with me, but after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. I want a wonderful relationship with you. I am so sorry I've sinned and come short of holiness. I can't be holy without you. Forgive me of my sins. I choose to follow you. In Jesus' name. Have we had a great Mother's Day today? Let's put our hands together and celebrate all these decisions for Jesus.